Everybody, and welcome back to the Relax My Dog podcast, where we talk about everything dog. Now, my name's Leah, and today I'm going to be talking to you guys about ways that we annoy our dog and don't realise we're actually annoying them. I think it's very, very difficult to understand certain dogs' body language and understand exactly whether you're annoying the dog or whether the dog's happy in your presence or happy with however you're treating them or whatever you're doing to them. I think we like to think that we're the perfect dog owner, but are we actually getting on our dog's nerves? So I'm going to be talking to you guys about a few different ways that actually you might be. Please do let us know whether you think you're annoying to your dog or whether you think that you're your dog's favourite thing and nothing you could do could possibly annoy you. I think that's what, in an ideal world, you want to think about, but it's not always the case. Now, you've come home from a long day of work, exhausted but thrilled to see your dog wagging his tail and looking up at you with those big puppy dog eyes. But when you drop your knees and give your dog a big squeeze, he can't wait to get away from you. What just happened? If it seems like you're annoying your dog, that's because you are. There are many, many different things that your dog will be comfortable with and some things your dog won't be comfortable with. And a lot of the time, it can be things like you reaching down and trying to give them a hug and a cuddle, and your dog will actually really, really not enjoy that. Now, the first one that is quite common is if you stare at your dog. Now, it's not your imagination. Your dog does stare at you all of the time. It helps them learn your habits and quirks and promotes that bonding and even communicates their needs, such as wanting food or needing to go outside. So, of course, you assume that it's okay to stare back, when in fact it actually isn't. A hard stare can annoy your dog at best and make it feel threatened at worst. Now, staring is confrontational for dogs and can be misinterpreted as a sign of aggression. So even though you might just be trying to give your dog a little bit of body language, a little bit of eye contact and things like that, it can actually be quite the opposite for the dog. So maybe try not to do that. While it's okay to briefly return a stare if your dog approaches you and looks into your eyes, don't do it more than a few seconds. Also, make sure it's a soft, loving gaze as well. In fact, this type of interaction is a good thing, promoting the release of oxytocin in both of you, which triggers that warm and fuzzy feeling inside and ultimately will strengthen that bond that you have with your dog. But whatever you do, don't turn the gaze into a staring contest. Even if you don't hold your dog's gaze for long, you can also show your affection by briefly petting them to try and almost get rid of that awkwardness, that staring that you might be doing with your dog. Now, going back to the one that I first mentioned, all about hugging your dog. Now, yes, we hug our human friends and family, but I'm sorry to say that dogs genuinely don't love this kind of love. Now, some dogs don't mind a brief hug, but for others, a hug can feel like they're being restrained, which obviously has many, many negative connotations towards it. The key here is to read your dog's body language. Now, if your pup rushes into your arms, that short hug is okay, but let go immediately if your dog starts wriggling or otherwise seems that he wants to be released. You also don't want to pursue a hug if your dog has initiated one, since it can seem like you're as the human chasing that dog, which obviously will annoy and aggravate them. It's almost important to understand that if you had a friend that really, really didn't like being hugged, you wouldn't actively go up to them and try and wrap your arms around them and to give this affection, because they're not going to enjoy it. And you don't want to make both your friend, but also you don't want to make your dog really, really uncomfortable in that situation as well. So I think you almost want to step out of the side of you wanting to obviously give all of this love and all of this attention towards your dog. You want to almost take a step back out of that and imagine exactly what that dog actually wants themselves, rather than just thinking that you want a nice, warm, fuzzy hug from your dog, when in fact, a lot of the time, they will not want that. Obviously, you get the odd dog which just loves that affection and loves being touched and wants to be hugged all the time, but I do think that's quite a rarity when it comes to a lot of different dogs. So just keep that one in mind. Another one, which I think is one of the main ones, and I think we do this a lot just because it's kind of natural and it's fun for us as humans to do, but actually it's not that fun for the dogs, and that is if you tease them with toys. Now, have you ever done a fake throw of a frisbee or a ball with your dog? Now, this sort of teasing may be funny to you, but it's actually annoying to a dog. But why is this? Now, This is mainly because dogs don't think like us as humans. They don't understand that teasing and playing pranks can be fun and harmless. Your dog wants to enjoy playtime with you, which in their eyes means that you can throw them the ball so that they can fetch it. Now, if you tease a dog during this playtime, he may not actually trust you as much, which can obviously weaken that bond quite a lot. Rather than teasing your dog, throw the ball or frisbee whenever you make the throwing motion. And if you offer your dog a toy during playtime, let him have it instead of snatching it away if he reaches for it. Obviously, this is completely different if you're playing something like a tug of war or something like that. By not teasing your dog will continue to trust you just like he trusts you to feed them when they're hungry. You also let him outside or go to the bathroom, and you also take care of them when they are injured or sick. I think one of these ones that I always think about is if you almost pretend to throw a ball. I know that's quite a common theme with a lot of different dogs. If you pretend to throw the ball and then your dog is a bit confused as to where it is. It's funny for us as humans, but the dog really probably won't be enjoying that. Now, the next one is that you talk too much. Now, dogs make great listening partners. Like as a kid, you can spend many... Now, in reality, dogs understand very few of the words that we say. If you talk to your dog in a normal tone of voice and launch into a lecture about why you shouldn't do any particular behaviour, like jumping to greet someone, obviously the dog simply won't understand this and he'll be confused and possibly annoyed, especially if you're clearly annoyed yourself. A dog will pick up a lot on your body language. So if you're showing that you're annoyed by something, the dog is likely to also show that sort of behaviour themselves. While your dog will appreciate that you're not yelling at him, he'd rather not hear you drone on saying a bunch of words that he really doesn't really understand. Instead, be brief with the words that you use and know what words your dog understands, such as sit, down, or stay. Obviously, you can also teach your dogs things, well, other words than that, and also like different hand gestures as well, which I think a lot of people forget about. You can teach your dogs all sorts of different things that can allow them to understand the conversations you're having with them a little bit better than potentially they would have done in the past, which I think is really, really important. And I do get that. I think if you're talking constantly at your dog wants to act like a listener, but a lot of the time they'll probably just fall asleep because they don't understand what's being said. They can't help in any possible way. They're just there listening and watching you get more and more annoyed or more upset, and they want to try and help as much as they can, but obviously a dog's quite limited to that. Now, another one that goes sort of alongside this one is if you talk too loudly. Now, talking loudly isn't easy on anybody's ears, and our dogs don't like it any more than we do. Obviously, to our dogs, the sounds like loud, annoying barking are not actual words. Most dogs have a relatively limited vocabulary, so they're probably not understanding your words and have no idea why you're doing this or saying this. And annoying can turn scary if you yell at your dog. Now, your dog is reacting possibly in fear to your nonverbal cues. Things like your tone of voice, your body posture, your gestures. In that case, a lot of dogs might cower or hide under the bed or try and get away from whoever's making the most amount of noise. In general, it's important to remember that your dog's ears are super sensitive, so take it down a notch where possible. Yes, even if you're having a good time and if you are yelling at your dog, stop, you want to get the result that you're looking for. Obviously, a better way to communicate what you want is to reward good behavior when it happens, so that way your dog has a reason to exhibit the good behavior again, as opposed to not having a good time and then obviously showing some sort of bad behaviors there as well. Another one, which I think this is, we've spoke about this many times on these podcasts, and the one thing that dogs really do benefit from is that consistency in their routines. I think dogs really benefit from it, and they understand when certain things need to be happening. They understand when they need to be fed, when they need to be walked, and you'll start to see your dog will start to get into these routines if you are really consistent with them, which can help with loads and loads of different things, including behavior problems. So one of the things that might annoy your dog is if you're inconsistent with these routines. Now, what I mean by this, as dogs are happiest when they have predictable daily routines, like they like knowing when to eat, when to play, when to sleep, when to greet you at the door. And inconsistent routines don't allow your dog to know what's happening when. And while your dog won't necessarily give you the side eye to show that they're annoyed, he might start behaving badly. In fact, there was a study done in 2021 in applied animal behaviour science, which found that changes in routine weren't related to dogs chewing on objects. If your dog has no idea when you're going to take him outside, he might start having accidents in the house. For your dog to understand and get into this routine, they'll know that they're going to be fed at this time. And a lot of the time, it's similar to humans. If you start getting into a routine, you'll start becoming hungry when you're about to eat, and it's just part of the natural body and what the body does. So you'll notice that if you start feeding your dog at the same time, the dog will become hungry at that time and will start going standing near the bowl. Or if they need to go to the toilet at certain times, you might notice they'll start going to the door. And obviously, if you're not letting them out at these times, they will start to have an accident in the house. So think about your routine. Think about how you can get your dog into that routine. And then you'll see that there'll be beneficial things happening within that relationship with your dog. The bottom line is that life can be stressful for your pets when their schedules are inconsistent or unpredictable. Instead, you need to establish and maintain a daily routine that works not only for you, but also for your dog. And with more predictability, your dog won't act out quite as much and won't be annoyed with you as the owners quite as much either. Now, kind of sitting alongside that one is if you change the rules. Now, do you let your dog lounge on the couch on a regular day but forbid this behavior when you have guests over? Not a good idea. Now, changing the rules is very annoying to a dog because you are being quite unclear about how he should behave in different situations. In that moment, your dog will probably look at you a bit quizzically, with his head tilt cocked to one side, waiting for you to give him clear direction on what to do. If you don't, he might leave the room or go to his bed, deciding it's not worth the trouble to figure out why you changed the rules. As for routines, keep your rules consistent no matter the situation, so your dog can feel confident about how to behave. Now, in a multi-person household, ensure that every household member knows and enforces the rules for your dog. For example, if you have a rule that your dog can't eat table scraps, make sure no one sneaks a morsel of food to your dog at mealtime. And this is also to go with if you have guests over and you have guests over that are coming for food. If all of a sudden one of the guests starts feeding the dog off your plate, the rules have gone completely out the table. Or off the table, and the dog will think that that's an acceptable behavior for them to continue to do. So you really want to scrap that as soon as possible. Now, another one, which I think is probably one of the ones that is probably the most annoying to me if I was a dog, is if you leave your dog alone for too long. I think I'm just a bit too much of a sociable person and I like to be around people as much as possible. And I think that if I was a dog, I would still have that behavior. Now, if you work outside the home, it's hard not to leave your dog alone for a long time. Now, dogs are social creatures, so spending hours alone can be boring and annoying, which may lead to disruptive behaviour to pass the time. As a result, you may come home to chewed up couch cushions or pee on your carpet, and trust me, they're not happy about this either. Now, how can you work on this? You need to consider hiring a potential dog walker to keep your dog company during the day. Or you can get things like independent enrichment activities such as food, puzzle toys. And you can also keep your dog entertained happily until you come home. You could also do things where you hide treats around the house or hide treats around where the dogs are able to go. You could get things like pet cams and things like that so that you can talk to your dog when you're out of the house. That can be a really, really good one. You can also play a lot of our music and a lot of our dog TV, which is proven to help many, many, many dogs out there who have separation anxiety and things like that. That can help to calm them down and to maybe not allow them to be as disruptive as they possibly would have been. And so that's another good one to try and do if you are wanting to tackle that a little bit. And then another one that I think could annoy me quite a lot, and possibly the last one for this podcast, is if you interrupt your dog's sleep. Now, just like we feel annoyed or disgruntled when somebody wakes us up from a sound sleep, our dogs don't appreciate having their sleep interrupted either. Now, if you wake up a dog suddenly, he will be disorientated and confused, wondering what the heck is happening. He will be quite grouchy and probably not in the mood to hang out with you, at least until he's fully awake. But this is more than just mere annoyance. Ample sleep is a serious doggy need. The sleeps provide rest and recovery from vigorous play or exercise. So it gives the brain time to process the day's activity and helps their immune system in good working order and keeps it in good working order. For that reason, dogs do sleep a lot. Puppies need about 18 to 20 hours of sleep per day to support healthy growth and development, while adult dogs generally do well on about 12 hours of sleep per day. Now, the bottom line of this is if your dog is sleeping and enjoying a good dream, let them sleep and wake up naturally. I think that's such an important one because obviously the dog can't tell you, and the dog will try and act kind of unbothered a little bit when it comes to them being annoyed, and then being annoyed when they're being woken up. But at the bottom line, the dog needs their sleep as much as they possibly can, and obviously you awakening them isn't going to be helping whatsoever. But yes, that is it for today's podcast. I really do hope you enjoyed it and you learned a little bit more about things that can possibly annoy your dog. And if you thought while listening to this podcast, oh wait, I've actually done quite a few of those ones, at least you know now that your dog might be a little bit annoyed, you could have a dog that doesn't get annoyed easily and the dog isn't annoyed at all from what's just happened or what you've done to the dog. But in other cases that you might have a dog that is actually really, really triggered and really, really annoyed by some of the stuff that you've done, and you might need to make it up to them. So have a little think about anything that you've done recently that might be a little bit annoying to your dog and try and make it up to them. Maybe get them some new treats or some new toys or something like that to try and apologise, even though the dog has probably forgotten. But that is it for today's video. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you all next week. Bye.